Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The 1950s most iconic television show may have centered around Loving Lucy, but the famous redhead's ex-husband, entertainment industry pioneer Desi Arnaz, deserves a whole lot of love too. Born in Santiago, Cuba in 1917, Arnaz immigrated to the United States just before the Cuban Revolution and went on to change the landscape of TV as we know it. Arnaz started life in a somewhat privileged position. His great-great-grandfather, Don Manuel Arnaz, made an early move to the U.S., buying up tons of land all over Los Angeles, including the area that would become posh Beverly Hills. Arnaz's father was the mayor of Santiago, his mother was the daughter of one of the Bacardi Rum Company founders, and his grandpa had accompanied Theodore Roosevelt and the Rough Riders at the Battle of San Juan Hill. All in all, not a bad family tree to sprout from. But in 1934, an uprising in Cuba landed Arnaz's dad in jail— and once he was released, the family fled to Miami, Florida, rebuilding a much humbler life in the States. 2 years later, Arnaz, then a musically inclined high schooler, started playing guitar and singing in a small rumba band. That's when famous bandleader Xavier Cugat discovered him, swooped him into his band, and Arnaz found enough success to branch out on his own. Ever heard of a conga line? Arnaz is credited with introducing that dance party staple to Miami crowds. Gaining more and more popularity, Arnaz and his band made the move to New York, starred on Broadway in a musical called Too Many Girls, and then was asked to appear in the film adaptation of the play. On the set of that 1939 movie, he met Lucille Ball. The two fell in love, and 6 months later, they eloped. Though they briefly separated in 1944, the pair reconciled and began dreaming up opportunities to collaborate again on screen. The magic moment came in 1950 when Arnaz and Ball pitched CBS on a sitcom they developed called I Love Lucy. Network executives initially weren't sold on the Cuban-born actor's accent, so the couple used their own money to produce a pilot and convinced the big bosses that Arnaz was more than fit to play the fictional Ricky Ricardo and that the show would be a hit. Not only was it a hit, it was the hit. I Love Lucy was America's most popular TV show for four of its six primetime seasons between 1951 and 1957, and viewers fell in love with the couple's non-traditional partnership that's now credited as a groundbreaking example of multi-ethnic relationships, progressive Latino-American masculinity, and gender dynamics. But Arnaz wasn't just the on-screen straight man to Ball's uproariously funny lead character. He was also heavily involved in every aspect of production, from coordinating taping in front of a live audience, a first for televised sitcoms, to figuring out how to simultaneously operate three cameras in real time. Filmmaker Penny Marshall once said, "Bless Desi Arnaz for creating the three camera. You could find out what's funny or not with an audience. They're faster than anything." Arnaz and Ball formed the first ever independent television production company, Desilu, in preparation for the show, and they convinced CBS to give them full ownership of their episodes. When Arnaz later sold them back to CBS, he reportedly made millions, and the show continues to live on thanks to his business savvy. But Desilu Productions wasn't just responsible for I Love Lucy. The company also produced major projects like The Untouchables, Mission Impossible, and Star Trek. Although Arnaz and Ball eventually divorced in 1960, they remained close friends for the remainder of their lives. Arnaz passed away from cancer in 1986 at the age of 69, but his legend endures thanks to the immeasurable impact he had on the entertainment industry, his loved ones, and the communities that continue to draw inspiration from his immense contributions. Today's episode was written by Michelle Konstantinovsky and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other topics that do some splainin', visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.